President Frederick Ingram of the Florida Education Association, thanks so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it. And, you know, the first thing I wanted to ask you about, obviously, Pam Stewart, our Commissioner of Education here in Florida, submitted her resignation letter yesterday. I wanted to kind of get you to reflect on, you know, Stewart's time as commissioner. And then, you know, what would you hope to see from a replacement?
Sure. Well, if you look at the last 10, even 20 years of public policies and rulemaking that have come from either the Florida legislature or recommendations from the DOE and the state board, it has not been, in our opinion, friendly to public schools and public education. These rulemaking and public policy laws have come, we believe, from the FEA standpoint, as an attack on those who teach kids every day and students. From the very beginning of this testing reform ideology that we have here in the state of Florida, grading of schools, high stakes testing, evaluations that don't aid or assist teachers, but serve as a punitive measure towards educators, has not boded well for our educators. And we can quantify that simply by this school year. We have 4,000 empty classrooms this year that did not have a certified teacher. These are openings throughout Monroe and through Escambia that we are having problems attracting and retaining educators into the state of Florida, in part because of the way teachers are treated, another part because of teacher pay, and yet another part is just the sheer pressure that is being put on teachers in our classrooms is unfair, and it has not served our public schools well. So her tenure has been one that has been not friendly to our public schools. And so in as much as, you know, she has been a respectful person, we respectfully disagree with many of the public policies that have been put in place from the DOE.
You know, to those paying attention in and around education, it's been no secret. They're watching it very closely. The rumors concerning former Republican Speaker of the House, Richard Corcoran, being eyed as the next commissioner. You know, what's your reaction to that? And in the event that we get a Commissioner Corcoran, what would that mean for education in Florida?
And so, again, I think things potentially get worse. Richard Corcoran, who's been the Speaker of the House in the state, has developed public policies that have gone squarely against educators. The 7055 just last year serves as a decertification of the advocacy group that represents our teachers and our educational support professionals and our higher ed folks. And that was only promulgated to attack the people who work every day, to lessen the voice of educators, to not give a voice to those people who know the students best. If we go back a year before that, under his tenure, 7069, the biggest expansion of charter schools that we've seen in the state of Florida's history. This is not a person who has been public education friendly. This is not a person who wants to see good public schools expanded in a way that is going to be, you know, that is going to mean success for our kids. So potentially things could get worse here in the state of Florida. We are 45th in teacher pay in the nation. We are 47th as it relates to our educational support professionals. That's those custodians and secretaries and bus drivers. And we know that it takes an educational village. But we're having problems in every single school district in this state attracting and retaining people to come into education. We cannot hold people in our state simply because we have made it, or they have made it, unattractive. And Richard Corcoran has been one of those people who has squarely put it in his sights to advance the position of charter schools and vouchers and things that promote something other than what we know as public education.
The State Board of Education itself, ultimately, as I understand it, will have to green light the next commissioner. Does that stand as a barrier at all to a potential Corcoran appointment?
Well, we can only hope so. We know the rules for appointments, but we also know that this is a new governor, and the new governor is going to get a chance to appoint certain people to the state boards. Their terms are up in different times, and then you have Commissioner Stewart, who just signed on last month to serve another year as the commissioner, who now has either been asked or has chosen voluntarily to resign and make room, it seems, for just a political appointee or a hack for public education. And so, yes, we are asking the state board not only to take a look at the way that this is being done or what they're being asked to do, we're asking them to make sure that they look throughout the state, look throughout the nation for the best possible candidate, for somebody who is going to promote, advocate, and seek the best opportunities for our public schools. There are 2.8 million children who are counting on being educated, and we should do everything that we possibly can. We should bring all stakeholders to the table. Yes, it is the State Board of Education's final decision, but why not have the voice of parents? Why not have the voice of those advocates who really care about what happens with our schools? If you silence people, you can't expect to have buy-in at all. And so that's not what we teach our kids. That's not morally correct. That serves with no character. And it's not right. And we know that it's not right. And if we as teachers did that as a part of our lesson in schools, then, you know, our evaluations would not serve us well. And so this evaluation early on is not serving well to this new administration.
Once again, President Frederick Ingram of the FEA, thanks so much for joining me today and weighing in. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you, and we appreciate it.